A house is a house, and a coop is just a small place, like you might have in the city or something. You see these long sheds out in the country. There's a chicken house, and they keep heated in a certain temperature to keep them laying or else growing. Mm-hmm. Well, they can grow.
Okay.
We go up to North Georgia once in a while and go to the chicken house. They're laying eggs, and they'll have a dozen look like it just like that in pens. And they lay right there on that wire, and it drops down, rolls out to where they just go along. They have to go just keep continuously going back and forth up and down. And yeah, I reckon he's got a dozen, and they're long from here on your house. Mm. And they keep people busy just getting the eggs up all the time. They get them about twice a day, I think.
Yeah, that's, I guess, a lot more efficient.
Yeah.
If you're eating chicken, there's a particular piece that children like to pull apart at the table.
Pull it on, wishbone.
Okay. And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken, like the heart and the gizzard and the liver?
Entrails.
What name do you have for the inside of a pig or calf?
Entrails. Or guts.
What part is it that you eat sometimes and then sometimes stuff sausage in?
Chitlins.
Okay. If you hear your cow mooing and your horse neigh, you say, gee, I didn't realize it was so light. It's time to
feed the stock.
Okay, or it's
feeding time.
Okay. What calls do you have for cows, or have you heard of for cows? No particular. Okay.
Always hog calling. They have a hog calling.
How does that go?
I'm not a hog caller.
Can you give me some? We give a
peach, 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 peach.
Okay, that's good. Is that the only hog call you know? Okay. How about the way you call the mules or horses?
Whistle, I reckon. I never heard of a horse call or mule call or cow call either, for that matter.
What about the way you make a horse go to the right or the left?
G and haw.
And which is which?
G is right and haw is left.
Okay. How about if you want to get a horse to move on?
Get up.
Okay, and if you want him to stop?
Whoa.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't do it, though.
Yeah. Do you have any, or know of any calls for sheep?
No.
Chickens?
No.
When you're going to feed them or anything like that?
They'll be around.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, say for out for a drive, hitching them up to a buggy or something, you'd say, I want to
harness them.
Okay, and if you were going to plow, you'd say, I'm going to the horse.
Hitch them up to the plow.
Okay. What do you call the lines?
Reins.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is there any difference in what you use for plowing, that is the reins you use for plowing, and the reins you use, say, horses that are hitched to a wagon?
No.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you're on horseback? What do you call them?
Well, they'll just be shorter, so they'll be still reins, but they'll be shorter.
What do you put your feet into when you're...
Stirrups.
If you have two horses hitched to a wagon, what do you call the horse on the left?